Welcome back, everyone. Thunder Warrior here. So last time we finished up level 6.
Hanging out with that Gilder, Virax. You see him? It's them bringing all that trouble around here.
Bounty on a Gilder? What kind of a place is this turning into?
Exactly. But yeah, we're gonna just basically let's talk to the bartender.
25 creds. Amasek is 4 creds. And old Foy's is 3. Well,
you know about this dome they found around here a couple of years ago?
Oh yeah, the Cold Black. Everyone knows about that.
The Cold Black.
Yeah, that's what they started calling it. See, as far as anyone can tell, it's what used to be black level of a dome called Thorian Gamma 5. Or something like that anyway. But everyone started calling it the Cold Black after stuff started happening there.
The fighting, you mean? Over the Archaeotech?
No, no. Nobody's gonna worry about that around here. That's everyday business. A lot of strange stuff started turning up. Stranger than that second best you're drinking. Of course, strange means rare, and rare means valuable. So there were a lot of people out looking for it. But then they started coming back with stories. Or not coming back at all.
What kind of stories?
People going missing. Things in the dark. Voices. Strange dreams. Nightmares. Visions. Only without any wild snake. That made a lot of people suspicious.
About what?
About what those two guilders were up to. So if you're wondering what got Morrow killed, well, I guess the answer could be out there.
And what's going on out there now?
I heard that since Morrow got shot, most of the territory around there has been Orlok. A gang called the Scrapjacks have got control of most of it, I hear. If they're smart, they'll be staying out of the place. But it doesn't hurt to control access to it all the same.
Okay. So we got weird shit going on over there.
Out of trouble. Well done. The crafty old rat. Even I didn't know about that little escape tunnel of his.
A lot of good it would have done him without me. Anyway, listen. Have you heard of the Cold Black?
Oh yeah.
Been there?
Nah, not going neither. Too many stories.
But you know where it is?
Yeah. And I'll tell you so you can stay away from it.
Not what I'm after. Take me there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. But not all the way. I'm not going in.
Cool. So I'm thinking either Chaos Cult or Gene Sealers.
What's neutral?
And as you can see, the dog has quite gone through some augmentation. Alright. Cold Black. What do we want? Let's try to go sniper. You guys need to buy more pistols.
This is it. And it's as far as I'll go. You want my advice? route the prospectors have been taking is right up ahead. You'll see a few signs of them coming and going, I reckon. I'll keep watch here a little while, but you're on your own.
What's to be so afraid of? Can't be any worse than the trouble we're already in.
Yeah, that's not a good sign. Oh, come on. I think next time I'll probably just go for a gravity gun and get instead of the last rifle. Or maybe I'll go for like a more heavier machine gun. Yeah, this thing here ain't really performing as I was hoping. That alright, or I'm just using it wrong. I need more. Yeah, that's a dream sealer. That's not good. Oh. Wait, is this all? Thing on our light me up if I go down here, is it? But yeah, Gene Stealers, like, basically there's another faction in the 40k universe called the Tyranids, and they're pretty similar to the Zerg. A Gene Stealer is basically like an infiltration organism that kind of infects the local human population. And basically the idea is, like, a Gene Stealer, like, goes into human population, starts infecting humans, and then the human's offspring, each generation become more and more like the Gene Stealers. And because of the genetics, like, they're all completely loyal to the Tyranids. Oh, fuck. Oh. Got it. Got it. Basically, the whole idea with the gene stealer cults is once they weaken the planet's defenses enough, or actually capture it, they do that so that the actual when the Tyranid Hive Fleet arrives, it's more easier for them to consume the planet. Oh, what? Looks like. Yeah, it looks like it's the quite sizable infestation we got here. But yeah, in the lore, when Necromunda actually had a pretty good gene stealer infestation and they tried to do that whole uprising thing, basically they just decided to nuke that part of the city. Kind of wipe them out. But all that happened in the end was that they became irradiated and started to mutate even quite more. So that might be the case for this here. Kind of curious. Oh! Is that the fucking little mines? Oh no, fuck. God damn it. Let's drain that. Fucking goddamn, these little blind things are everywhere. Oh shit. Okay. I thought I killed you guys. See if another one spawns in here. Looks like they don't want to. What? Actually, could mean that the guilders that hired us, they could be probably infected. Yeah, with Tyranids, it's all about consuming that biomass. Which is why I suspect once we get more into the nest here, it's going to become more and more gory. They got a lot of dead gene stealer goals here. Curious if it's the cult that got nuked. Yeah. Oh, fuck. I wonder if the final boss is like the patriarch, like the big daddy gene stealer. Or no, that's the brood lord. Well, they also call it a patriarch. Oh yeah, that's your average gene stealer. They like to sneak around really fast and got fucking claws that'll rip you apart. Probably want to use a shotgun. Okay, you know what? I need to get a different scope if I want to do this. Holy shit. I guess. I heard a chest nearby, but... There's another section. Oh, fuck. Oh, what the fuck? Fuck, another fast. Not supposed to be that fucking fast. I brought the fucking automatic shotgun. Oh, god damn. Holy shit. Okay. Okay. Not really what I wanted. Ah. Switch back to... Okay, well, I fucked that up. Oh god, holy fuck. Okay, well, we barely escaped with it. Getting my teeth there.